talking about the Iran war. I got some interesting views to share. But I want to talk about what happened yesterday, because the headline is Israel literally bombs the negotiator that was working with J.D. Vance. So J.D. Vance is supposed to be negotiating with this guy, ex-Foreign Minister Karzai. And just like multiple other times in the very recent past, Israel has killed the person that we are expecting to use as an off-ramp to get a ceasefire and peace out of this. So I want to go to clip number 47 here. This is the actual guy. This is Karzai, the ex-foreign minister, obviously before he was targeted by Israel. He's been wounded. He wasn't killed. His wife was killed. They targeted his home. He was the guy J.D. Vance was talking to. I don't know if he's able to talk anymore. Here he was answering questions early on in the conflict.
What does that mean for your military effort and the confrontation with the United States and Israel?
That means the system is quite functioning.
So the United States says it's drastically degraded the Iranian military, the capabilities as far as missiles is concerned, drones is concerned. How much longer can you do this?
That is one of the false narratives that the United States government is producing. Iranian military is quite strong, as you see, because they have the motivation, they have the arms that they need, which are produced in Iran. As a matter of fact, we are not dependent on any other country for weapons and arms.
So your side is ready for a long war if the United States and Israel choose that. Do you consider this an existential threat to the Islamic Republic?
It is an existential threat to the Islamic Republic, and therefore we have to stay with full might, as we are doing now.
Is your side seeking, or will you seek, a ceasefire with the United States at this point in time, and with Israel?
I don't see any room for diplomacy anymore, because Donald Trump has been deceiving others and not keeping with his promises. And we experienced this in two times of negotiations, that while we were engaged in negotiation, they struck us.
How does all of this end, then? If you say right now there's no room for negotiation, President Trump says he wants complete surrender, what does that lead to?
There's no room unless the economic pressure would be built up to the extent that other countries would intervene to guarantee this termination of aggression of Americans and Israelis against Iran.
Finally, what is your message to President Trump as we sit here, as the war is going on?
That means that what is important for us is the end of this game. And we are ready to continue that game.
The end of this game, you mean how this war will end?
The end of the game would be the time that American and Israelis would come to this understanding that this strategy is not working. And they have to stop their aggressions against Iranians.
Or they can just keep killing everybody everywhere. Iran ex-Foreign Minister Karzai gravely wounded in an attack on his home. Exactly like Joe Kent said. Let's go to clip number one here.
Trump even said it today when he was at the plane side. He was asked, who are you talking with inside of Iran? And he said, I don't want to name them because then they might get killed.
Mr. President, again, because I don't want them to be killed.
Well, they might get killed by the Israelis, because the Israelis don't want us to have negotiations.
Essentially, you're saying we just need to tell them no.
And not just tell them no, you have to take things away from them. You're going to run any strikes by us, and also, you're not going on the offense anymore. You're done being on the offense. If you're attacked, we'll back you up. What takes place now in Iran, that affects us, that affects the GCC, that affects the Straits of Hormuz and world energy. You're done.
We don't have a problem doing that.
They created the conditions for the war. They forced us to start the war, and now they're systematically eliminating our ability to ever stop the war. That's who we're really at war with. They're just using Iran.